News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hurricane Milton approaching landfall on Florida's west coast, uncertain exactly where, but the entire Tampa Bay region and points south at grave risk. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
We're going to see devastating hurricane force winds along portions of the west coast of Florida and across the peninsula to the east coast, especially in gusts as we go through the overnight hours and into Thursday. Devastating hurricane force winds, particularly where the eye of Milton comes on shore along the west central Florida coast. And again, the risk of strong tornadoes will continue through the evening hours across the southern and central portions of the Florida Peninsula. If a tornado warning is issued for your area, take shelter in an interior room on the lowest floor of your home. And then finally, the heavy rainfall and flooding threat will continue to play out through tonight and into Thursday in portions of Florida, especially that central Florida Peninsula I-4 corridor, with the potential for life-threatening and catastrophic flooding.
President Biden briefed on Milton.
Looking like the storm of the century.
As he was briefed by officials here at the White House.
Have you ever seen a storm like this one since you've been in charge?
FEMA Chief Deanne Criswell told him there have been other bad ones, but
this one just looks different.
The president, vice president, and National Weather Service director Ken Graham were among those urging people in Milton's path to move.
And the alarm bell's going off.
All the while, the president said the government's ready to help.
We have made available an unprecedented number of assets to deal with this crisis. We're going to continue to do so until the job is done.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Officials now urging people who have not yet evacuated to stay put. Other news, the Social Security Administration to announce a cost of living increase tomorrow. Forecasts are for a 2.5% increase. And stocks hit new records. Sesutel has closing numbers.
The S&P 500 climbed 0.7% Wednesday to beat the all-time high it set last week. The Dow rallied 431 points, that's about 1%, to hit its own record high. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.6%.
This is AP News. A severe solar storm could stress power grids over the next few days.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration issued a severe geomagnetic storm watch. An outburst was detected from the sun. Louis Lanzarotti with the New Jersey Institute of Technology told the AP in 2010.
The sunspots are caused by magnetic field configurations on the sun, which can cause disturbances on the sun, which then propagate out to Earth.
Forecasters do not expect the latest solar storm to surpass the one that slammed Earth in May, the strongest in more than two decades. Power and radio signals could be disrupted. Richard Fisher with NASA says be ready just in case.
A little extra water and a good flashlight and a transistor radio are pretty good things to have.
The solar storm in May produced dazzling auroras across the northern hemisphere, but there were no major disruptions. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.